step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
That's it. Gear selector into forward. You're on your way. Adjusting with the hand throttle there.
You feel so powerful.
Just man the bloody head now.
Sorry.
Little left. That's it.
It's 2014, 2 weeks after my interview with Grace Argyle. I've changed my Twitter password to something impossible to remember, scribbled it on a bit of paper and hidden it in a drawer. I'm already feeling better. Being unemployed and off social media, my free time is now so wholesome. I'm lying to you. I'm on my laptop constantly. I'm still obsessed with the Miller case. Forums, Reddit, anywhere people are speculating about what happened. I'm using a fake name, obviously, or nobody would talk to me. A tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. Today is my first day out the house since I torpedoed my career. I've taken a drive to Macclesfield. A field in Macclesfield. I'm learning to drive a tractor.
How many broccoli plants would you say you have here?
Good year, I'll get about 20 tons crop. About 35,000 plants.
Sounds like a lot of income.
Someone's got to buy them. I hate eating them.
You hate them?
Or is it don't get high on your own supply?
This is Malcolm Tyne.
If you just have a look over to your left there, that's fallow right now.
He's a broccoli farmer and, apparently, a Scarface fan. Thankfully, he doesn't know me. He doesn't read the news. Trying to find out whether Mason was alive or dead had, I think it's fair to say, failed. So I changed tack. It was time to look at Otto Miller. I'd been searching for anything on him or his past that could answer my questions. I realised in all the years I'd known the man, I actually knew very little about him. The best place to start? Otto's Facebook. This is Up in Smoke, the strange case of missing teenager Mason Miller. I'm Kay McAllister.
How did we meet? Well, same school. Then I'd heard he was doing all right with an ice cream business later. My mind goes now.
Miller Maid.
And I knew his name, so I rang him up and I undercut his dairy supplier. Got the contract in for us.
You had a dairy farm?
My dad's farm. And then he died. And then foot and mouth, remember that?
Yeah.
You were horrendous. So, change the scenery, veggies now.
What was it like working with a school friend?
Well, it was fine, because we didn't really talk in school. He weren't my cup of tea, really. To be honest, no one was. I hated school, so everyone got the same treatment.
Why wasn't he your cup of tea?
He weren't too bad, but he was a bit annoying. Too keen to get along, maybe to a fault, if you know what I mean.
Very eager for people to like him.
Yeah, I guess.
Did he ever do anything strange?
Strange? Like, how do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Did he ever claim to be able to do things others couldn't? To have special abilities?
Eh?
Or was anything there one minute and then gone the next? Around him, I mean.
What?
Doesn't matter. So, not the savvy businessman he became known for then?
No, he was much more confident by Miller Maid, for sure. I hardly recognised him. He weren't selling sweets in the playground or any of that.
What do you think happened?
I could guess, but not for certain. He moved away after 2 years.
How come?
His dad left.
Really?
That's what everyone said when he didn't come back to school. Yeah, dad took all the money and left, because he would have walked.
What? What'd you say?
Walter Mitties. You don't do that where we grew up.
Walter Mitty was a fictional character in a short story by James Thurber, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, about a normal man who daydreams that are a war hero. In modern times, as well as being adapted into a Hollywood film, a Walter Mitty has become slang for anyone who tries to convince others they're someone they're not. Specifically, people who lie about their military service. Stolen valour. In the United States, it's a federal crime.
They claimed he'd been all decorated, and basically it turns out he weren't. And somebody who did serve must have called him out on it. Dad up and left with the cash, and Otto and the mum had to move. Probably the shame of it all.
Otto's father was called Frank Harland. Otto had taken his mother's name, so the story was hard to find. Frank had left the family after it was discovered he'd been lying about his war record. Looking into it after my chat with Malcolm, it was disputed whether or not Frank had served at all. Otto's mother, Olive, went to the bank and found that the accounts didn't have any money in them. Frank had taken everything and disappeared. That was the story Malcolm gave me anyway. From my research, what actually happened is weirder. There are police statements from Olive and the bank. The bank claimed that Frank hadn't actually taken any money out, that there hadn't been any money in the Holland vault for years. Olive said they had thousands. Otto and his mother were forced to move. Otto never heard from his father again. Disappearing money, secrets, running away. Doesn't this all sound a little familiar?
Lawrence Goddard today in a court hearing pleading not guilty to the charges of arson, abduction and murder of Mason Miller.
As we thought, denial, I did not do it, says music teacher Lawrence Goddard, the last person to see Mason alive.
Mason's parents furious that no accountability is being taken. A trial date is expected to be given shortly. Until then, still no justice for Mason.
Lawrence Goddard pleads not guilty. This is great news. It lights a fire under me to get the truth out. But it also means, with a trial on the way, there was now a time limit. But things are moving quickly. At this point, I've put weeks of work into finding out what happened in the quarry with Otto and Mason. All I know is Otto Miller is doing something otherworldly to his son, that he framed Lawrence Goddard and that he is most likely hoping to take these secrets to the grave. I'm grappling with this last point. I'd seen firsthand that Otto Miller was at the centre of some disturbing things, but he's still a dying man. By now, I've managed to get some kudos online, just by being active enough on forums, without giving away that I'm the mad journalist they post memes about. I'm friendly with the main sleuths in the Miller case. I join in on chats, ask questions. One evening, there's an argument on the forums. One of the parties, one of the people most active in trying to solve the Miller case, causes a scandal by claiming they were the subject of a police cover-up. It's ridiculous. No one believes them. They claim they were wrongly fired. The internet rolls its eyes. Me? I'm desperate to meet him.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Could you say something into the mic, please? What's your name? What you had for breakfast?
Hello, hello. For breakfast, I am having this pint of ale bought by Kay, who didn't tell me she was Kay McAllister. And my name, I'm not saying it here, but on the internet, I go by Bogey Bear.
You've heard me mention Bogey Bear before, in episode one. Bogey Bear was a loud voice in the online community. A web sleuth trying to solve the mystery with only what they can find on the internet. Before that, they tell me, they worked at a forensics lab.
So, most of the time, I just moved, like, evidence between departments, pretty much. And you keep a log of who handled what on the evidence bags, stuff like that.
Bogey Bear worked as a junior lab tech at the same facility that tested the Miller fire evidence and the viola they found in Lawrence Goddard's car. They were allowed to shadow as forensic tests were carried out.
What do I remember? Lots of burn stuff.
Not Mason's viola, though, right?
Yeah, Lawrence Goddard did a job on that thing.
How do you mean?
No prints or DNA on it. Yeah, that takes real skill. Like, you got to get all in those cracks with the tiny, And it, like, it's hollow, right? So unless he dipped it in bleach, I don't know.
Could it have been a different viola?
That'd be more impressive. Oddly, he left the stickers on there. So same placement, degradation on them. Hard for a guy like him to forge, right?
Why were you fired?
They accused me of stealing it.
That wasn't publicly disclosed, was it?
Well, because who loses evidence like that? Like it's not small, is it? It's embarrassing.
So it went missing then?
Okay, so the story is, I'm taking this viola back to the evidence room because I'm the last person to use it. My name's written on the chain of custody on the back. CCTV watches me put it in the storage, and the next morning, everyone's freaking out because it's gone.
Seal broken or anything?
No, just completely untouched. Packaged the same way, just nothing inside.
Are you sure you put it in the bag?
It was like my main job. And we unpacked everything else, nada. My name was last to handle it, and they were like, you gotta go. And they thought I had stolen evidence. I thought it was a prank, but the bosses were really serious about it. And police were around my house. I don't know if they thought I was some trophy collecting perv or what. Anyways.
Let me ask you then, what do you think happened?
Inside job. Somebody didn't want that thing being investigated, so now I'm trying to clear my name. Sorry, that pipe went straight through me. Where the toilet?
To this day, I can't prove that Bogey Bear didn't steal the viola. The lab can't discuss this with a journalist, and the police weren't speaking to me. It's possible Bogey Bear did steal it, but I saw the viola around that time. Not with Bogey Bear, but in the quarry with Otto and Mason Miller. And I saw it disappear, right in front of my eyes. If it could disappear from the quarry, it might just be able to vanish from a sealed bag in police custody. And if we're going that far, it's not much further to suggest it can also appear in Lawrence Goddard's car. I like Lawrence. Stop putting him through this. Maybe, just maybe, Bogey Bear was onto something. I stay in touch with Bogey Bear. You know, I underestimate web sleuths. There are people in this world that can geolocate a person just with a single photograph. Bogey Bear admits they aren't that good, or they'd start an Instagram account. But they've certainly impressed me. Hey.
Hiya. I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Hold on. How about now?
Wow, I didn't think it was that sort of live chat.
Sorry. Let me tilt up. Here I am. Still no sign of Otto or Lindsay. Burgess, for obvious reasons, won't say where the safe house is. I put more locks on my house. At this point, I'm feeling a bit more like myself again. I've built up enough trust with Bogey Bear for them to share everything they have on the Miller case. Where'd you get all this? It's amazing.
Hey, that's rhetorical.
I'm aware that some of the documents they give me are extremely sensitive. I understand why Bogey Bear could be seen as the type to steal evidence. Burgess could arrest us both for having this. Police reports, recorded video statements from the Millers, from neighbours. They also have the drone image captured the morning after the fire, before it got blown away and destroyed. I remember seeing it up there. It's a haunting tableau of the scene.
Oh, I think I see you. With the roots.
Who took this? In the drone picture, I'm stood, pointing, next to another little speck, Dylan. There's one dot I think is Lindsay, wrapped in foil, being comforted by a neighbour. The legs of Otto sticking out from under a blanket, leaning against the gate. Other people stood around helpless. We looked like ants round a burned-out colony. The house is reduced to just a square of black against the snow, smoke rising up towards the camera. I only remember the house like this now. God, how sad is that?
God, yeah, imagine.
Nostalgic, I pull up Google Earth to find an old picture. There it is. The image hasn't been updated since 2013. I remember barbecues here. Mason hopping around on a pogo stick he'd got for his birthday. Otto militantly flipping over burgers with a stopwatch in one hand. Peonies everywhere. I knew this house really well. I'd forgotten that huge balcony overlooking the rear terrace. They had orange trees in the conservatory.
Oh, look. There's Lindsay Miller in the front garden. How funny. Did you see her hidden in the roses? That's hilarious. Ever lost you?
Sorry, can you check something for me? All this time, I'd been so close to it. I never realised. Nobody had. It would have been a weird thing to notice. Dylan was right. I was Icarus, flying too close to the sun to see it.
Right, give me 2 secs. It's asking me to sign in.
I ask Bogey Bear to take a look at the Google Earth image. Straight away, they overlay the burn site image onto the Google Earth image in Photoshop, using the trees and pathways to line up the scale and rotation exactly. Make it slightly transparent so we can see both. We stare at the result.
What is going on here then?
How did I not see this? Imagine concentric zones, like a target. In the centre, the burnt out Miller house. Dark charcoal, no snow. Then, outside of that, a yellowy green ring of grass where the snow melted from the heat, but the ground didn't char. Around that, white, where the snow was left untouched. When the burn site was overlaid with the Google Earth image of the house, the fire site was too small. Bogey Bear had lined up the two images exactly, matching tree for tree. Everything fit perfectly, but the patch of burning rubble that stood there now was much smaller than the Miller house had been. Noticeably smaller. It made no sense. It was like looking at two different houses. It was impossible. Trees don't get up and move, and houses don't shrink by a third when they burn. I understand how the police overlooked it. Why bother checking the dimensions of a house to confirm it hasn't been entirely replaced by another?
Jesus Christ.
Am I seeing this right? Wait. Can you go back further on this thing?
In time?
Yeah.
Hang on, where is it? Yeah, can you see the slider at the top?
Slider?
I'll do it. Let me share my screen.
Google Earth was invented in 2004, after Google bought a company called Keyhole. They'd used aerial photography and satellite imagery taken over years to build up a picture of the Earth, going further and further back in time at various intervals. In some places, as far back as World War II. We could see different pictures of the Miller house over the years. It looks how I've always seen it. Until... Oh, stop there. That's the old house.
May 1998.
The year Otto Miller moved to Greenlock. Two pictures taken very close together. One in May and one in June. The June photo showed the Miller house as I knew it, with the rose garden, the balcony, tucked away in the forest where nobody could see it. But just a few weeks prior, we were looking at a totally different house. Smaller, a bit wonky. The only thing in common between the two was the all too twee white picket fence.
That's a fast build.
Really fast. Could these dates be wrong?
Like, maybe. What if I...
Bogubert imported the May 1998 image into our Photoshop file, lined it up with the Firesight drone image.
What the?
The burn site is identical, right? A bigger house had appeared between May and June in 1998, only to shrink again in the early hours of March 4th, 2014. The Viola suddenly seemed small fry. This was a house appearing, disappearing, all at once. A house I'd been to, I'd lived there. Whatever Otto Miller was doing, he'd been doing it for years. Next time on Up in Smoke, I get round to opening my birthday cards. What I thought was a birthday card. A letter. Somebody wants to meet me.
From Penny 4, this is Up in Smoke, written and directed by Guy Larson and Cambria Bailey-Jones. Our editors were Gabriella Jones and Guy Larson. The studio producer was Gabriella Jones. Theme music by Tom Larson. Mixing and sound design by Dan Pugsley and Cassini Sound. Our script editors were Gabriella Jones, Peter Fellows and George Riley. Casting by Sydney Aldridge. Kay McAllister was played by May Mack. DCI Roy Burgess was Adam Buxton. Malcolm Tyne was Tony Turner. Bogey Bear was Madison Clare. And Mason Miller was Barley Page. Additional voices by Charlotte Gay, Alex Gill, and Jessica Bracey. Music by Nobu, Or Chausha, Michael Vignola, Me, Just for Kicks, Rex Banner, Masterminded, and Lance Conrad, courtesy of Artlist. Special thanks to Angela Innes, London South Bank University, Janet Jones, and Joe Tyler. You can follow Up in Smoke on Instagram. We're at upinsmoke.podcast. This was a Penny 4 production.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.